Hi, this is Dan Melton. Thanks for joining us for this podcast of St. Andrew's Weekly Message. I hope you enjoy it. I encourage you to listen through the words to what God is saying to you, and may the peace of God be known through your life this week.
Thank you so much for having me offer the message today. I am so honored to be here with you to share God's word, and I have asked the Holy Spirit to work through me to show us what we need to hear and learn today. Very few stories of humility ever make the news. Sports stars and politicians fight for the spotlight, and the media gives it to them. The people we should emulate are the ones who don't need the spotlight. Sam Rayburn illustrates for us what great humility looks like. I'm going to read you a short story by Dave Anderson titled Great Power with Great Humility. Powerful people rarely lack confidence, but they often lack humility. Sam Rayburn served as the Speaker of the House of Representatives in the United States Congress for 17 years. As the Speaker of the House, Sam Rayburn wielded incredible power and prestige. He was third in the line of succession to the presidency. One day, he found out that the teenage daughter of a reporter friend had tragically died. Early the next morning, Sam Rayburn knocked on the door of his friend. When the door opened, Rayburn asked if there was anything he could do. His friend stammered and replied, I don't think there's anything you can do. We're making all the arrangements. Well, have you had your coffee this morning? Rayburn asked. No, we haven't had time, said the grieving man. Well, the Speaker of the House replied, I can at least make the coffee. As he watched this powerful man make him coffee, the father suddenly remembered something. Mr. Speaker, I thought you were supposed to be having breakfast at the White House this morning. Well, I was, but I called the president and told him I had a friend who was in trouble and I couldn't come. Sam Rayburn turned down breakfast with the President of the United States to make coffee for a grieving friend. Great humility can be exercised by people of great power. Each of us has this deep desire to be first. We want to be first in line, the first one picked for the team, first place in a race or competition. And not only just within us, but also our society places such high value on those that are first, have the nicest house on the block, the nicest car, the latest and greatest devices, the most successful, the best looking, the best dressed, the most popular. And we tend to place such little value on those that are not as successful, not as wealthy, those that are dressed in secondhand clothes or driving a beat up car or the lower class. What we read in Paul's letter to his beloved Philippians is counter to our culture. He wrote in Philippians chapter 2, if then there is any encouragement in Christ, any consolation from love, any sharing in the Spirit, any compassion and sympathy, make my joy complete. Be of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility regard others as better than yourselves. Let each of you look not to your own interests, but to the interests of others. We'll explore that this passage is about Christ surrendering his power and position to humble himself and become like a servant. Paul calls us to take on this attitude of Christ, of humility and love among Christian believers. And yet, this will manifest a little differently according to our own personal gifts. So let's dig in. Paul starts off with, if then there is any encouragement in Christ, any consolation from love, any sharing in the Spirit, any compassion and sympathy. It's as if Paul is listing these gifts that they, the Philippians, or we get to experience as Christians, as believers, as being in Christ. But he lists these things almost like rhetorical statements, because of course he knows there's encouragement in being a Christian and consolation from love and sharing in the Spirit and compassion and sympathy. He's basically saying, since there's these gifts we get to experience because we're Christian, then make my joy complete. Be of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. He's telling them what would fill his cup. So I want to take a moment just to go back to the word love here. We read in the Amplified Bible that the key to understanding this and other statements about love is to know that this love, the Greek word agape, is not so much a matter of emotion as it is of doing things for the benefit of another person. That is, having an unselfish concern for another and the willingness to seek the best for another. So let's keep that in mind as we further explore Paul's letter and see how Paul tells us to make his joy complete, and that is by focusing on others, not on ourselves. We need to have a servant attitude and mindset. He tells us, do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit. Notice he says nothing from selfish ambition, because there's a difference between ambition and selfish ambition. There is good ambition, where we glorify God and serve him in all that we do. We also read in Galatians chapter 5 that selfish ambition is a result of following the desires of our sinful nature. And we're also told later in the same chapter of Galatians to serve one another and to love your neighbor as yourself. So I don't know about you, but it sounds to me that to do nothing from selfish ambition is kind of, it's a pretty hefty task. I personally feel like the more I studied this letter from Paul to the Philippians, the more I felt the need to make the commitment to work, seriously, like make the commitment to work at making the choice like every single day to serve God and not myself. It's pretty easy for us to fall into our sinful nature and have selfish ambition. In our day and age, so many of us are trying to better ourselves. We read books, self-help books, or listening to podcasts and going to seminars, trying to improve ourselves and our lives. It just seems as though we're all working so hard to climb this ladder, perpetual ladder of success. And unfortunately, if the goal is self-fulfilling, it ends up being empty and leaves us really feeling unfulfilled. So let's continue in verses 3 and 4. But in humility, regard others as better than yourselves. Let each of you not look to your own interests, but to the interests of others. We need to look to Jesus as our ultimate example of humility. Jesus Christ, I mean, we gotta like wrap our heads around this. Jesus Christ, who is fully God, he came to earth and emptied himself, becoming fully human, and took on the role of a humble servant. And we saw his servant attitude in many, many areas of his life, but I feel like the biggest example was when he got down on his knees and washed the feet of his disciples. And that was right before he was going to be put to death. So what Paul is saying is that the basic orientation of life in Christ is others-oriented. And by others, it's not just those that are similar to us. It seems like Paul is saying this specifically to look at those that are different from us. And I found in James, he tells us in chapter 2, my dear brothers and sisters, how can you claim to have faith in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ if you favor some people over others? And James continues in this same chapter to tell us that just as the body is dead without breath or spirit, also our faith is dead without good works. And we also read in 1 John 2, verse 6, if we say we live in God, we must live the way Jesus lived. Let's think about that. How amazing would our world be if each of us regarded others as better than ourselves? Everyone would look up to everyone else. No one would be looked down upon. It would really be like heaven on earth. And that is a true servant mindset, thinking of others and their interests and needs is true humility. Even Albert Einstein, I love this quote, so I wanted to put this in there. Even Albert Einstein said that only a life lived in the service to others is worth living. So we know that because we are in Christ, or we are Christians, we have these possessions, so to speak, or which equip us with the ability to do what Paul is telling us to do. And it's not that we are even able to do this on our own accord. Not at all, because we know that if we are God's children, and we are, we have received the Holy Spirit, who is with us and within us, and is the reason we are able to choose humility and even think of others first. Now that I find very humbling. So the way we each practice humility will show up differently based on the unique gifts that God has given each of us. But I'd like to share with you about a young woman, Arkansas woman. She's got mild cerebral palsy, and she has some developmental issues, but she's using her gifts to make a major difference in the world with her Kindness Through Letters mission. Her name is Allison Bond, and she started writing these letters to prisoners and soldiers when she was out of school for a few weeks when a lot of people had COVID. And she says that while some may think disabilities would hold you back, they don't, and she's proving that daily, letter by letter. She told 5 News, which is where I found this story, that she enjoys making people happy, spreading God's love to them who otherwise wouldn't feel it. What started as an inspiration from her grandmother, who told her to keep doing something good, has already grown as Allison has written over 1,000 letters, and her goal is to turn Kindness Through Letters into an official nonprofit and reach everyone in the U.S. Her mom said that growing up she hated writing, and now it's become her passion. Most people who see Allison would see her disabilities or weaknesses, and yet she is humbling herself to spread joy and kindness to others by writing letters. This quote by Henry Nouwen summarizes the message I've been offering today. The society in which we live suggests in countless ways that the way to go is up. Making it to the top, entering the limelight, breaking the record, that's what draws attention, gets us on the front page of the newspaper, and offers us the rewards of money and fame. The way of Jesus is radically different. It is the way not of upward mobility, but of downward mobility. It is going to the bottom, staying behind the sets, and choosing the last place. Why is the way of Jesus worth choosing? Because it is the way to the kingdom, the way Jesus took, and the way that brings everlasting life. So in closing, I challenge you today, as Paul challenges his beloved Philippians, and I include myself in this challenge, how can we, as Christians, make the choice every day to take on the servant attitude of Christ and humble ourselves to glorify God by serving others? Let's pray. God, thank you so much for the perfect example Jesus showed us with his life on earth by loving and serving your people. We want our actions to reflect the life he lived. Please give us the same attitude as Jesus. Help us to love and serve your people. Give us opportunities each day to express your love to others. Help us to go out of our way to serve those around us. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.